Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Level 2 already. Let's roll. The first that I throw down, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Prince of Pirates, the Hustlers, the people of us, and everybody else in between, throwing it down on this Thursday night throwdown. So we had two NFL preseason games tonight. We're just weeks away from the start of the college football campaign. CFL football, Field of Dreams. It was a busy night tonight in the sports world. Mac Jones got a big pop, big-time pop for the Patriot fans. And he looked pretty good. The Patriots get the win this evening. We split tonight as the Philadelphia Eagles look good early, but they fell apart as the game went on. And so somewhat of a concern, and I should have seen that. I did see it. We're watching a game, and I brought it up when we were on. I said, you can tell the Eagles are taking a pedal off the metal. They were up like 16-7, and they're all laughing on the sidelines and stuff. And then next thing you know, they're down 24-16, and no one was smiling and no one was laughing. And I'll tell you what, don't believe when people say preseason doesn't mean anything. It's not true. But it doesn't mean that, oh, this team's 4-0 and that team's 0-4, so they're going to be good and they're going to be bad. But you've got to watch the games. It's not really much the score. It's like, how did they play, right? And I'll tell you what, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're going to be like real Eagles. They're going to be nearly extinct. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to be bad, man. I'm telling you right now. We'll look at their win total later. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to suck, okay? The Eagles are going to suck. They're going to be bad. They're going to be the worst team in the division. I think we already kind of knew they're going to be the worst team in the division, but I mean they're really going to be the worst team in the division. They're going to be bad. New England beats Washington. I don't think Washington are overhyped suddenly. Like I said, people always hype up what they saw last because they're morons. So we saw Washington's defense and Washington this, Washington that, whatever, dude. Washington were okay. They nearly beat Tampa in crappy weather on a Saturday night in Washington. It is what it is. Like, Fitzpatrick is like, let's calm down here, right? Let's calm down. And then you get, this division's just a train wreck. Let's just call it out for what it is. It's going to be a train wreck again because Dak Prescott's already hurt. And now there's second MRI, and oh, there's concerns now. There's always concerns with Dak Prescott. I don't want to give away my fantasy football strategies, but I guess I should because it's not like I'm a kingpin. I've won the league once, I think. Finished second a couple of times. But I don't want any part of any Dallas Cowboy player. I'm telling you right now, like when I'm in a fantasy football draft, if I see like, oh, CeeDee Lamb's there, I'll just take the other receiver that's there. Like, I'm dead serious. I'm not messing with Cowboy players. I don't trust that team to stay healthy. I don't know. Maybe they're cursed. Maybe it's Jerry Jones. I don't know, whatever the reason is. But nothing ever goes their way. This division, I want to buy into the Giants, but the Giants are just sort of mediocre and average. So we split the preseason games tonight. We go 1-1. And, of course, we went 1-0 last week, so we're tracking our preseason record. We're 2-1. We're 2-1, but we smashed the CFL game. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Build it and they will come, Ray. Build it and they will come. Well, over 8,000 people did show up tonight in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa, and the Chicago White Sox did it in style tonight. Mr. Anderson, Tim Anderson, Mr. Anderson. Great stuff. And it became a home run fast, and they're going back and forth, and Yankee fans are going crazy, and Twitter's blowing up, hashtag what a game. People were loving it. Baseball was king for a night tonight, or was it? Baseball was king, or was it? And I'd like to, it's like behind the music. It was smooth sailing ahead for the Rolling Stones, or was it? I'd like to see the ratings. I can't wait to see the ratings for this Field of Dreams game. That's what, to me, it's all about. I want to see the ratings, because honestly, like, baseball was king tonight for a couple of hours. It was a special night for baseball. The game delivered, high drama, whatever. There's too many home runs for my liking. It just kind of gets dumb and video game-ish. But, hey, there was big-time drama. And what's fascinating and amazing to me is that Anderson, that's the 15th. It's the 15th. So it was the 15th game-winning home run by Chicago White Sox player against the New York Yankees. And, of course, the first one, Shoeless Joe in 1919. When you say, well, you can't make that up. Well, they kind of already did, right? Because, but it really is, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, how life can come full circle like that. So, man, like, you look at the field, you look at, like, the lighting, just, like, everything was just, like, freaking perfect. Like, honestly, everything was just, like, it was just one of those perfect nights. Perfect games. I got to say, people complain about this and that, and, oh, baseball doesn't do this and doesn't do that. But, hey, baseball pulled off a gem tonight. Now, you know, the question is, how many people watched? Did more people watch a preseason football game? But there was no national preseason game on TV tonight. I'm still curious the numbers. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it. It's the Thursday Night Throwdown. Man, my mind is like Homer Simpson. My mind's going a million miles an hour. my mind right now, as far as these football futures are concerned. I like Teddy. So every team that we threw at Teddy, he liked my picks. But like he said, Teddy was in a bad mood. He's always in a bad mood, but he was in a worse mood than usual tonight. So nah, I'm just being negative tonight. But he goes, I'm not going against you. Because I'm just sort of, you know, testing it here. And I totally get it. I think Teddy might be overestimating Nebraska a little bit. When you look at Scott Frost's record here, I just don't see them getting to 7. Do we have, is Julio ready to go? Windy City is in the Windy City? Our Windy City Sports Report. Julio Rosario, what's up, Julio?
What's going on, Gabe? Nothing better than watching a Field of Dreams game, picturesque, beautiful Midwest corn, having the run line with the White Sox and having them blow it. Yeah, nice come from behind victory. I don't care. I lost my bet.
Well, you had to. So he spoiled the night with a run line play. You're even a White Sox fan. See, so when they hit the home run, you're like, oh, that's just great.
I wish there was another. Yeah, you know, the fan in me is like, hey, that's great. We won the game. Whoopee. The better in me is pissed. You know, the White Sox, of their 68 wins this season, Gabe, 56 over the 1.5. Just so happens tonight they win by a run.
Wow. Well, this is one of those deals where, like, they kind of blew it, right? So that's what frustrates me.
Yeah, they did.
So that's what I'm saying. They blew it, so you kind of thought you were screwed anyways after that, right? Like when they blew the 7-4 lead, you thought, all right, I'm done anyways. Then they end up winning. But that's the thing, Julio. It's not easy for me. And I can't lie. I lost a little bit on the over of the CFL game tonight, but I had a small play. And the only thing that saved me is I already bet so big on the BC Lions before kickoff. I didn't have any money left, essentially. But I've been betting less totals, Julio, and less run lines, less gimmicks, bro. Right? Less gimmicks. I don't want to sweat this stuff out. I took the White Sox tonight. It wasn't pretty. I laid -175, but I won the bet. You know what I mean? They win the game. I move on. I'm kicking myself. Oh, I could have taken the BC Lions on the money line. It doesn't matter. I knew that they were lying about their quarterback situation again. And this time I was like, fool me once, fine. You're not fooling me again. And I was like, I'm going to hammer this game. I'm going to hit the Lions. And then I saw like 5 minutes before that he was starting for real, Riley. And then I hit it again. They didn't even move the number. I was like, boom, fine. I'll smash this again. And then I waited for the total because I was like, all right, I want to see, you know, what happens here. And I was like, well, 46.5, we should be able to get it. But I went real small on it. So we had a winning night tonight, Julio. We'll take it. And you know how, I don't know, you know what we're doing now. We're like a drug dealer building an empire. Like every night we take, like, we're not snorting the profit, Julio. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
No. Yeah. Like we don't do our own product almost. Like, you know, that's like the success, the key, right? The key to cocaine dealers. You can't do your own product. So,
but like, yeah, this, it's like with Frank and Scarface. Yeah, you don't get high on your own supply.
Yeah, he didn't listen to himself, but exactly. So
that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
But we take the profits and reinvest more, build the empire, right? So that's what we're trying to do. Every night we just try to win, and when we win, if we win enough, because I'm putting like sizable plays in on the futures, if we win. But talk to me about the Field of Dreams. And I said this earlier, Julio, to Teddy. It was one thing he agreed with me, is that was a big win for the White Sox. That had a playoff feel to it, big time game against a big time team of the Yankees. It had a playoff feel. They dug down deep. They blew the lead. They come back and they win. That was a big win for the White Sox.
First win against the Yankees this season. Swept at Yankee Stadium. You're absolutely right. I mean, Lance Lynn pitched well. He had that little flutter earlier in the game, but it was twice in which the White Sox came from behind to win. Yeah, it's a big win for their confidence. They've killed the bad teams this season, but haven't looked well against the good teams. So a win to bolster their confidence a little bit, and for a one-off game in Iowa, it was big for them to get a win like that.
Man, this Jimenez guy's just killing it, huh? So Jimenez has missed most of the year, but since he came into tonight, hitting .289, five home runs, and then boom, six home run, 15th, 16th, and 17th run batted in. This guy's been a massive boost to the lineup since he's been back. But they haven't been winning as much, Julio, even though he's been hitting the ball. Like, what are the White Sox in the last 10, Julio? 5-5?
6-4.
Six and four. Okay. Yep. All right, but you know what I'm saying? They're not slaying it since the All-Star break. They're kind of coasting.
And they've got a tough stretch the next 2 weeks, Gabe. After the Yankees, it's Oakland, it's Tampa Bay. So they've got a tough – I mean, it's not going to be easy for the White Sox. It's Oakland, Tampa Bay, and then the Blue Jays after the Yankees. So
I could
see the White Sox playing .500 ball the next couple of weeks. I'm high on Tampa Bay. Minus -190 on FanDuel to win the East. I thought at 7-1 to win the American League looked like a good bet for Tampa Bay. I'm big on Tampa Bay, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2-1 Tampa Bay in that series next week against the White Sox. So it's going to be a tough stretch for them. I think pitching is going to be their big thing. And if they get Luis Robert, who's starting to come back into the lineup as well, if they can get his bat to start picking it up over the next couple of weeks, the White Sox will be even more deadly. It's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks for a team that's 68-48. But get this, Gabe, on the road, there's just a game over .500. That's the oddity of baseball. They're 29-28 on the road this season.
And let me see, what are they in a division as well? Because let's see, are they being bolstered by this? Because they do play in a bad division. So what's their division record? All right, they're 37-25 against the division. It's not astronomical. So it's not like, all right, like, oh, no, look, all their wins are coming against the division. Where's been their downfall here? You know what? You got to give them credit, actually, Julio. I'm looking at their splits here. So they're 37-25 in the division. Detroit, Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City. When you consider that nobody in the division is a .500 baseball team, they probably should be doing better, actually. But you know where their success has come from? They're good at home, as you mentioned. They're not good on the road, 29-28. But 14-7 against the East. It's pretty impressive when you consider Tampa Bay, Boston, Yankees, Toronto, Baltimore. Baltimore's the only crappy team in that division.
Yeah, 2-1 against the Jays. I mean, 7-0 against the O-Birds this season. I'm high on the pitching for the White Sox. Tonight, an example where maybe bullpen by committee. Let's see what Craig Kimbrell does in the ninth inning. Michael Kopech, what he could do in the ninth inning. It's an egoless team to where, I think the pitching will, in the end, help propel the White Sox to at least a shot at the American League pennant.
The problem is with the White Sox, where it's interesting, and it's a good problem to have, but the problem is they're going to be playing meaningless games, bro, right? And I've seen this before, man. It used to happen with the Angels all the time. The Guerrero era with the Angels and Orlando Cabrera, they had all the Expo guys that left Montreal and went to Anaheim. Dude, they always used to, like, coast in that division. And they wouldn't play any real games in the month of September. And then, they'd be playing these desperate teams suddenly, and they'd have a hard time turning it up a notch. But I don't think they'll dial it down. I think LaRusso will just keep the pedal to the metal. But it's a challenge.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Forward Julio on the other side. Winning move for support.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Late night anger management request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Throwing it down. It's the Thursday night throwdown. SiriusXM channel 204. Sports Grid Radio Networks. Julio Rosario joining us from the Windy City. Big night for Chicago tonight. They win the Field of Dreams game. And the Chicago Bears, a lot of talk about Justin Fields. Justin Fields, I brought this up on Game Time Decisions earlier today, that Justin Fields went 3-for-3 in the red zone drills, three drives, three touchdowns. And it was well documented the other night that Zach Wilson of the New York Jets went 0-for-7 type stuff. They had to stop. Like, they were like, all right, that's enough, it's enough. Like, he couldn't score. Like, he could not score. He was getting picked off. He's getting sacked, etc. But Justin Fields is killing it. And he's coming on right now. It's just more and more and more on a daily basis. And it was more from today, more just basically every day right now. And their word out of the Bears camp is that Justin Fields is expected to see a significant amount of playing time in the Bears' first preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. Most of the starters are sitting, but Justin Fields is going to start. How many? What do you think about Fields, Julio? You're in Chicago and you're a Bears fan, so what do you think? How long do you think Dalton's going to be the guy for?
Oh gosh, contractually, I'd have to imagine it. I would set the over under at 3.5. Just with the amount of money you and Cam have talked about this at length the last couple of weeks on Game Time Decisions about, yeah, the guy should start, but with, you know, whatever it's, you know, whether it's money or team politics, whatever it may be, I just think with the amount of money they gave Dalton, at least three starts they'll give him. And maybe even four, doesn't matter how good he has been. I think just the overall pressure would allow Justin Fields to then start. So I'll give it at least three for Andy Dalton before Justin Fields starts. FanDuel has him offensive rookie of the year, at plus 550. I think that's a great play for a guy like Justin Fields. Yeah, it's... The pressure of the fan base would want him to start early, but I think at least three starts for Andy Dalton to allow the rookie to get his feet wet a bit.
Yeah,
look, if
I like Fields a lot, Julio. I like Fields a lot.
I do too.
But
I do too.
I don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year because the Bears' offense won't be flashy enough. So even if they win games, it's not like he's going to come in and throw four touchdown passes. But I think he's more dynamic than Andy Dalton. But I agree with your assessment. Because let's look at their schedule. The Bears open up. The Bears open up at the Rams. Arguably, you know, it's a top five defense in the NFL. So you're not going to throw Fields on the field here against the Rams on the road. Week two, Bengals at Bears. Andy Dalton's former team. It's a beatable team. You know, Dalton will get the start there week two. Week three, Bears at Browns. Not, you know, listen, you could argue, well, he played at Ohio State. Let's throw him in here on the road. The Browns are going to be a damn good team this year. You don't want to mess around.
Yeah, not with that defense, yeah. Not with Cleveland's defense. I think Cleveland's defense could be definitely the best in that division, maybe the best in the AFC.
I don't know.
Potentially.
I think those are strong words, Julio, for Cleveland's defense. Cleveland's defense is good, but not that good. They're not like the Bills' defense is way better, is better than the Browns. As a Bills fan, I say that. But no, you know what, Julio? The Browns have a lot of a lot of talent on defense. But let's see, what did they give up points per game last year? Let's put it to the test. Yeah, Cleveland.
I'd say 26.
Yeah, Cleveland, exactly. Cleveland are the 22nd ranked scoring defense. Right? So it's not like their defense is their defense should be better, Julio. Like when you consider all the picks that they've had and the guys that they have,
right.
Their defense has been an underachieving defense. I mean, come on, Baltimore gave up 18 points a game. Pittsburgh gave up 21 points a game. And who's the other team in that division? Oh, Cincinnati. Dude, yeah, look at this. Cincinnati gave up 26.5 points a game. Cleveland gave up 26.6. Cleveland were actually the worst division in worst defense in the division. But I get your point, though. They do have to. I'm high on Cleveland. I'm very high on Cleveland. I think Cleveland, like, can win that division. And I think their defense has improved as the year went on. Improved, but it's a tough game. So Fields won't do that one. Then it's the Lions, bro. Then it's the Lions. It could be a decent tie to put him in. Because you get the Lions at the Bears. Your number's pretty good, Julio, at 3.5, I think. Because, look, Bears at Rams, Bengals at Bears, Bears at Browns. Then it's the Lions at Bears, Bears at Raiders, Packers at Bears, Bears at Buccaneers. So none of that's really good. Then 49ers. 49ers
and
Bears.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Julio, it's almost like breaking up with someone. There's never a good time. Oh, it's their birthday. Oh, it's Christmas coming up. Like, if you look at his schedule, there's no real clean place to drop him in here. I would say the Detroit Lion game in week four. I think you were bang on with the 3.5. Week four.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's the most ideal. You get his feet wet a little bit. You pick up a victory, and then you take him on the road to Las Vegas and give him a nice test before the rivalry game. Look, FanDuel's got the Bears. You and I have talked about this at length, Gabe, with the win total. It's 7.5. It's dropped since draft night when you sold me a car at plus 150 for the Bears at over 7.5. It's now at even money. At the Bears to make the playoffs at FanDuel, I believe plus 200, plus 220. It's worth a play. And again, if the defense stays healthy, I think the defense can really propel the Bears, especially with the schedule. They can win some ugly games.
You know my problem, is, and I feel bad because you're right. I brought it up at a 7.5, and I like, look, the Bears won 8 games last year. Are they worse than last year? I don't think so. I think they're better. So they won 8 games last year, and they get an extra game. And the Detroit Lions are down, all right? They're going to have problems, the Lions. So my deal, Julio, with betting $500 on an NFL future on the Bears win total now is I'm betting on Andy Dalton, Julio.
Yeah.
Like, I'm betting on Andy Dalton. It's like, oh, God. Like, really? Andy Dalton has terrorized me his entire career, and it's almost a joke. I mean, hell, we've done videos about him. And now what, I'm going to go step a nickel? Because honestly, I don't know, man. He might be the starter for the first 8 weeks of the season for all we know. But no, he'll get hurt, Julio. He'll get hurt.
You'd have to imagine he'd get hurt against Cleveland. You know, there's
the ambulance
he could,
is coming for him already.
Yeah, they're coming for him already. The BC Lions didn't play across the street, did they?
No, next week.
Oh, they next won. Week.
They're,
okay.
They're on the road. They're on the road tonight. They won.
Well, I just hope everything's okay in your neck of the woods there, Gabe. But look, yeah, I agree. Andy Dalton, I think he will get hurt. It's just a matter of when, and when the Bears could easily place Justin Fields. But you're right. If it's at the current number, it's not worth a play at even money at the Bears at over 7.5. Look, I think there's going to be turmoil in Green Bay this season. It's just, it's not a matter of if, but when, with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. I'm not liking what I'm seeing with Minnesota, especially put COVID aside. I think Minnesota will have a bad year this year, and the Detroit Lions could be one of the worst teams in the league. So if you're looking at a nice plus return, Bears to maybe win the division, but certainly Bears to make the playoffs, just given the landscape of their division, they could lump into the playoffs game.
Yeah, let's look at the playoff mix. Look, the Bears are 5-1 to win a division. So if you want to sprinkle, it's decent money.
Yeah, it's good money. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't buy into the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not buying the Vikings. The Vikings are the second choice at plus 250. I got to be honest with you, Julio. I personally think the Green Bay Packers are a stone cold lock at minus 145 to win this division. I don't think there'll be any drama with him and LaFleur. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has a problem with LaFleur. I think Rodgers had a problem with a general manager. I don't know what the GM once said to him about whatever. I don't think he liked the Jordan Love stuff. They've clearly pissed him off a couple of times. I get it. But that has nothing to do with him throwing a football. It has nothing to do with his relationship with Davante Adams, who Davante Adams is on his side. Right, like you look at, and the players are happy to Rodgers there because it gives them a better chance to win. Like, I don't think football-wise, Julio, we discussed this last night on the show, and we've had a lot of guests on that agreed with this and had the same take, that it's much ado about nothing, the drama in Green Bay, and they're a loaded football team. Look, I personally think San Francisco or Green Bay are the team to beat. And I know I'm kind of discounting the champion Buccaneers here, but I got to discount somebody, and I don't think they're going to repeat. So I'm really high on San Francisco. But, yeah, so the updated odds now, guys, Packers minus 145, Minnesota Vikings plus 250, Chicago Bears 5-1, Detroit Lions 19-1 to win the division. And I do like the Bears. I'm saying, let's not forget, the Bears.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company's softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Played the playoffs last year. They're not as bad as people like make them out to be. More with Julio on the other side. I was blind, but now I
see. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Julio Osorio kicking with us. We got Jeff Reinbold going to step up in it. Special teams coordinator. Used to call him special teams coach, but I guess now they call him special team coordinator of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. This guy's a really cool dude. He's been around forever. He's coached at Hawaii, SMU, Louisiana Tech, pretty much for every. Next time we have him on, we'll talk about that. Like, which CFL teams hasn't he coached over the years? Julio, kick it with us. So we're looking at some futures here right now. Just quickly, NFL. I'm going to get back to college. And you know, Julio, just for some reference for the record, yeah, the Packers are minus 145. Vikings are plus 250. Bears are plus 500. And the Lions are 19-1. And I got to tell you guys, right now, I'm very, very, like, I already like the Packers over, but they're not, how are they not going to win this division? Kirk Cousins, number one, Kirk Cousins sucks, and he's an idiot. So he's unvaxxed, and he sucks. All right? So you got Kirk Cousins. They're an injury-prone team. Their secondary is old and young and not very good. You know, it's a mix. I don't know why they keep screwing around with this. There's everything needs to go right for the Vikings, and it never does. All right, Zimmer's a good guy; and he's a good coach, but it never does go his way. The Chicago Bears are good, but the Bears aren't like, yeah, we're going to knock the Packers. Like, the Packers have won 26 effing games in the last 2 years, guys. All right, they're 13-3 2 years in a row. They've got more talent than they've ever had. There's no reason for them not to be, like, very good again. And, you know, like, I like their win total, Julio. And I like the Packers. I'm sorry, too. This is a Windy City Sports Report, and I'm telling the guy in Chicago who they hate the Packers. Can you disagree with me, Julio? Come on. Packers are going to win this division. Minus 145.
Yeah, I think they will win the division. With the NFL, Gabe, I'm always just trying to find the landmines, right? Like, something crazy is bound to happen. It's just trying to forecast what could happen.
Yeah.
Green Bay's got, I mean, it's a tough schedule away from the division. They got to go on the road to Arizona. They've got to play Kansas City on the road this season.
Yeah, but
Baltimore
in
late
division,
in the season. Yeah, in the division. they're going to cream
the
them. Yeah, it's,
no, but I'm saying yeah, they have the
they're
same
gonna
schedule.
Yes. They're gonna cream them in the division. It's just a matter of if they're gonna coast or go undefeated.
But I'm saying the Packers schedule is the same as the Bears schedule. Like I get it. Yeah. Like if you compare the two, what's the difference? You know, I mean, and I know the Pack schedule is tough, but so is the Bears schedule. That's the whole point. Like, so like all the teams in a division will play the same two other divisions, right? So like they're gonna play the same teams. So, yeah, it sucks for the Packers that they got to play these teams, but it also sucks for the Bears they got to play these teams as well. Look, they got to play the AFC North, right? So what division? It's the AFC North, and what's the other division? Is it the West? Let's see, Bears schedule. Yeah, it's the NFC West. Those are two tough divisions, bro, to play against. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, this is the Bears schedule, guys. So the Bears at the Rams. Tough game. You know, though, Julio, what's the point spread in that game? Let's see. What's the spread in that game? I don't know about Matt Stafford in L.A. Maybe it's my Jared Goff bias, but I'm not. I'm not sure. Like, what are the Rams laying here? They're going to be laying a lot of points. Probably going to be 7.5.
It's seven. Plus 7.
Yep. 7. So, oh boy, it's the Sunday nighter. It's the first Sunday nighter of the year. Of course, they put the Bears on TV all the time, man. They really do.
Well, yeah, it's the number 3 in the number 2 television markets. NBC is going to want those ratings.
Oh, God. I remember I complained about the Bears being on TV too much. Bears are plus 7 at the Rams. If the game was tomorrow, I'm taking the Bears plus 7, Julio.
I'm taking the Bears plus 7 and on a couple of teaser cards, Gabe. It's teaser season, my friend. I kind of chuckled when I saw your CFL teaser last week. I was like, oh, football is back when we're already contemplating teasers and maybe lumping them into some parlays.
I lost, though. I lost that teaser, and I didn't do it again. So it was a lesson. That's a lesson alert right there. That's a lesson alert. So what about what do you know about you follow Illinois football at all, Julio, the alumni?
Yeah, you know, Illinois win totals 3.5. If I got some plus value on that, I'd be tempted to take that. I'm trying to find a book, Gabe, that's got Northern Illinois in the MAC. I want to bet them under their win total. If it's at 4.5, I'm pounding it. If it's at 3.5, I'll even take the bet.
Look at Illinois' schedule. We brought it up with Teddy. Nebraska play Illinois in the first game. What's the spread there? I think Nebraska are, what, like 5-point favorites? Here, let me get the spread up. I'm bouncing around. Pro, preseason.
Yeah, in Illinois, we can't bet Illinois collegiately. I can go across the border.
You got to go to Indiana.
Chicago gambling legend Nick Papagiorgio. We'll have to go across the border to bet Illinois games in Indiana or in Iowa.
So stupid. And then people in Indiana have to go to Illinois to bet on Indiana games?
No. People in Indiana can bet Ball State in Indiana, Gabe.
People in
Iowa could bet Northern Iowa. Yeah, it's Illinois politics. It's ridiculous. The athletic directors
Indiana and Iowa, you could bet on the local teams. So you could bet on the Hoosiers or Ball State or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Gabe, in Michigan, Eastern Michigan to lose every game in the season. Yeah, you could bet all over the Midwest. You can bet the local colleges except in Illinois. You couldn't bet Loyola in the tournament run. Illinois, he can't do anything.
That's frustrating when it's the tournament, I know. Jersey's the same thing, which I find stupid as well. They'll change it eventually, but it's just so dumb. You can't bet on a Rutgers game, but you could bet on a Manhattan Jasper game. Or you could bet on a St. John's game. Yet, bro, St. John's are playing at MSG. So let me put it this way, guys. So imagine. So, there's a Big East game at MSG, and you could bet on it. Okay? You could bet on it. But they're playing in Rutgers, you can't bet on it. Yet, Julio, the FanDuel Sportsbook, it'll take you about 25 minutes from MSG to get to the FanDuel Sportsbook. All right? You're 25 minutes away and you can bet on it. The Rutgers Stadium, Julio, it'll take you about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get to. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's nowhere near anywhere. So it's you guys can have this little thing in your head about it's the same state, but you realize that you're taking bets on games that are basically 3 miles away from you, and you're rejecting bets on a game that's 38 miles away, right? It's just the stupidity. Look, Nevada had that in the early days too, but they changed it. So that's interesting that you tell me that, though. I didn't know. So Nebraska are 7.5-point favorites at Illinois in week one. I think that's too high.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like Brett Bielema, Big Ten coach, coming in, can help them win Big Ten style of football. The spread just didn't work in Illinois with what Lovie Smith was trying to do. Yeah, home game, yeah, I would take the home dog in that, no doubt about it. Win total-wise, Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio, they're not going to be any pushovers this year. I'd be more tempted to lay the under. I think Charlotte would be an easy win for Illinois, maybe Rutgers. But the rest of the schedule, other than Nebraska at home when they could pull an upset, that's going to be tough for them.
Nah, they can win. Look, they'll beat UTSA. They're going to beat Charlotte. That's two wins right there.
That's two. And what, you're going to give them? You're going to give them Virginia and Nebraska, one of the two?
I could give them one of the two of Virginia and Purdue. One of the two there, if they could sweep there. They're not going to beat Penn State. They won't beat Wisconsin. They got to beat Rutgers, and then they would have to beat Northwestern. It's tight. It's tight. They're too bad of a team. Yeah. They're too bad of a team, though, to say, all right, there's no way in hell they don't win four games, right? Like, that's the thing. But I think they do win four. I think they can get to four. I think they can get to four. And listen, let me look up their Big Ten record, because I saw this. I was looking at this stuff earlier. So they've won. That's it. This is it, Julio. Illinois have won at least two Big Ten games in six of the last seven seasons. So
yeah, they've got.
And then they play UTSA and Charlotte. So they win two Big Ten games, and they have in six of the last 7 years, and they win two more. They get there. Like I said, this isn't going to make the cut, but it's something that I've looked into. They got Brandon Peters back at quarterback. They got a lot of returning starters, man. Like they got
yes,
deep.
They do. Yeah,
they're deep. They got like 6 year seniors and stuff.
Like I would, yeah. They got kid Luke Ford, I believe his name is, tight end from Georgia. They've got some players. If that can find an alternate spread or alternate win totals, I would lean maybe Illinois at 4.5 and root for them at a nice plus price. One of the teams I'm looking at with my win totals, Gabe, I'm going to take a trip down to El Paso. The Miners dig for gold with UTEP over 3.5 plus 140. And that might be one of my only college football season win total bets this year.
UTEP? Why UTEP?
Or I might dig for Bitcoin, actually, with the UTEP Miners. I like the price plus value. Decent enough schedule where I think they could maybe pull an upset or two and It's plus price. I don't want to drink any pulp over the course of the season at a season win total. If I can get a nice plus price at a small number, let's go UTEP. They play New Mexico State, Bethune-Cookman, back-to-back. I think that's two wins right there. I think they beat New Mexico on September 25th. Yeah. And I think they beat Old Dominion on not the country band, but the college, Old Dominion, on October 2nd. That's four wins, I think, right there, Gabe. Maybe Rice, too, November 20th.
Yeah, you know, on paper, I can't argue with you right now. Let's look. New Mexico State are one of the worst teams in college football.
They're one of the worst teams in college football. I don't want to say this because I love the school. They're giving me a shot to doing play-by-play. But they're the Chicago State of college football, New Mexico State. They're one of the poorest schools.
You know what, though? You know, it's just they weren't before. You know, their football program, like, dude, they were playing in that FCS stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a decent program. But, yeah, I like UTEP over 3.5. I like the schedule. New Mexico.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
State Bethune-Cookman, New Mexico, Old Dominion. That's four wins right there.
That's bold.
Plus 140. Bold. Plus 140. Let's do it.
That's bold. All right, we'll wrap up with Julio on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
late night anger management class. We're with the Bitcoin King, Julio Rosario, the crypto king, the crypto king. My cryptocurrency is betting on these futures right now. I got to tell you though, when we get into this college stuff, it's so much shakier. Like the NFL, it's like, oh, yeah, I like this team and that team and this. College, it's like, oh boy, yeah, I know. You know what though, you got me thinking. I like your UTEP pick. I can live with it where you're going with this. But I see, like you said, the Plain Bethune-Cookman, winnable game. You know what I mean? They've got some winnable games here. New Mexico State are terrible. Bethune-Cookman are not like, you know what I mean? They're not like on UTEP's, you know. UTSA is a winnable game. Rice is a winnable game. You mentioned the Old Dominion game. Old Dominion aren't terrible, though, but Old Dominion, they can squeeze out four here. They do have a ton of returning starters, too. They can squeeze out. All right, Julio, so before we get you out of here, what are you betting on tomorrow? What's your card look like? I know you probably got a million soccer bets, or what do you got on the way out here?
Yeah, my head's gonna explode this weekend. My best plays in soccer, I like a lot of upsets, but both teams to score, Leeds United against Manchester United. It's an early one, so get your bets in overnight on Saturday morning. Both teams to score in over 2.5, minus 110. And then both teams to score, Crystal Palace, Chelsea, plus 124. Gabe, I really like for Rookie of the Year in the major leagues, Andrew Vaughn in the American League, 11-1. Give me a little bit of that. I'm going to take the over in White Sox, Yankees over the course of this weekend and fade the Cubs unders this weekend against the Marlins.
God, the Cubs are really terrible. Like, wow, they really are. Just leaving money on the table, not betting against these guys all the time. Julio Rosario, JN Reports on Twitter. Great stuff, Julio. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, Gabe. Happy belated birthday. Take care, buddy.
Thank you very much. Julio Rosario with us. Great stuff with Julio. Jeff Reinbold, Hamilton Tiger Cats special team coordinator, will step up and into level 3. We talk football. Bring it.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.